dedicated to trots racing. On Winners, welcome to Gate Speed.
And such a massive day for trot racing, with all eyes being on Addington with the running of the New Zealand Trotting Cup. We've got the boys with us to talk about some of the things that we've learned over the past week with this week's edition of Gate Speed. Jason Bonington and also Blake Redden, how are you guys?
Very good, thanks. No, it's got a lot of FOMO today, unfortunately. I've only attended the one New Zealand Trotting Cup. Have you been there at all?
Never.
You haven't been there yet, Baker?
Never been to New
you
Zealand.
You planned to, didn't you? But yeah. You didn't get around to it. But you wake up on a morning like this and you think to yourself, I'm comfortable with my decision not to be there, and all of a sudden you become very uncomfortable with it as you look at the good races. And I'm glad I missed the fire alarms going off there anyway, Baker. But apart from that, it looks like a stunning day in Addington.
Ripping
and I would love to be there to see Lazarus. We'll talk about this a bit later, but... Well, further enhance his reputation and sort of set himself on the path to being one of the all-time greats with a second successive cup win. And we know he's won the Victoria Cup over here. So he's only a five-year-old. If he wins today and he wins comfortably, maybe even breaks his own record from last year. How high can he go? Well, he's well on his path to being, as I say, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, and I mean, either way, the race is going to have interest. If he does win, we'll be lauding him. If he gets beaten, it'll be a massive story. So looking forward to seeing Tiger Tara back over there. He's obviously going really well at the minute, but it should be a great New Zealand Cup as per.
Well, we might as well just talk about that to start off with and move these points around, guys, because it is going to be a great day of racing. We've already had quite a few races that have been run and won, and the dramas with the fire alarm going off, which has put some of the races back a little bit. But they will try to get this meeting back on track because, of course, they do get free-to-air coverage with the running of the Cup later on, and it would be great to see Lazarus win.
No, absolutely no doubt about it, because we know what a great, I'm prepared to already call him a champion, probably, from what he's achieved at this stage of his career. And there's one over here that's going sort of ticking along okay called Lenny the Shark. So there's sort of two layers to this story, Baker. There's the story of today, the New Zealand Cup is genuinely the biggest day of racing in New Zealand every year from both codes. The way that it's attended, the way the people of Canterbury talk about this race and this day, he puts himself into some sort of legend status by winning again today. It's not rare. He would become the 16th horse, I believe, to win a second New Zealand Cup. And then he obviously gets the opportunity down the track to match horses like Terra Love in Indianapolis and co. But more than that, it's an opportunity, I think, for him to dominate there while Lenny the Shark's dominating here. They're both booked on separate flights over to Perth pretty soon. And then for the first time in a really long time, as long as I can remember, Nilly, you get two horses who were not... One's at the peak of their powers and one's on the way up and all the rest. We've got two champions at the absolute peak of their powers tackling one another over there and then into the Dominion Series. So two layers to the story. Huge day today. We've got our fingers crossed that Lazarus wins. One bloke's got his fingers crossed that it just runs a drum. He's put 130K on it to run a drum in one of the strangest bets I've ever heard of in my life, because he either wins or misses a place if he gallops horribly. But we really want him to and expect him to win today, and then hopefully we get the matchup that we're all looking for over in Perth.
And I think what's exciting about it is that what Lazarus probably proved last preparation in that New Zealand Cup is that he's a true stayer. He's got really
cruising speed,
capable of going for distance. We know that Lenny the Shark is tough enough to stay a distance, and that's what they're going to both get in Perth. So it will be the perfect race. We saw them clash in the Miracle Mile. Lazarus, maybe the end of a long campaign, sprint trip, wasn't really suited. But if they both get to Perth, it'll be early enough in their preparations. It'll be over a staying trip. There's just so much, spice to the mix in terms of the clash that it's going to bring together. So, as you say, we hope he wins today. He's $1.35, so we're all expecting him to win. And then onwards and upwards to that Inter Dominion.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about things on the local scene. Sex Solo sets Tabcorp Park alight.
This was the 4 and 5 year old championship. I wasn't there. You were, Baker, on course to see Shadow Sex. I was watching on my phone, as a matter of fact, and I thought to myself, well, I made it fairly clear with my tweet afterwards that I was very impressed with the way that he won. Now, he sat parked. I couldn't hear or see the splits. Now, they've gone relatively slowly early. Nothing really has happened through the middle stages. It's not been till about the 800 to the 1,000-metre mark where they've hit top gear. I still say in 2017, the way races are run these days, sitting parked and winning any A-grade race is a phenomenal performance. So,
But if you're going to do it, you can do it in an early, slowly run race early and then a quick last time.
No doubt that makes it easier, but you're still setting yourself up for a situation where you're... So they've gone 54-3 home, and he's done it off the pegs. Now, that's... that's extremely difficult to do. So one thing we know about Shadow Sax, we already knew he was a very good horse. He's come back from some little injury complaints. One thing we clearly know now, he's a very, very fast horse. Yep. You've had an opportunity to speak to Clayton Tonkin a little bit more than I have in the aftermath of this huge success. It still feels, to your mind at least, you're getting the sense that, yes, he's a very, very good horse, but they're not quite putting him up in the realms of an ideal for real, at least not yet.
No, that's pretty much where I see it, and I think that could well be as much to do with the opinion they have of Ideal for Real, and we will see him in the next couple of weeks. But sort of even speaking to Gavin post-race, the vibe that I get is that maybe they won't test him at the absolute elite level this preparation through these bigger country cups. Maybe they'll target something else and give him another 6 months. Of course, he did have that relatively niggling injury through his four-year-old year, which wasn't serious, but just kept him away from racing. So he is only going to continue to improve. Whether he can sort of level up, I think that's probably something that we don't know yet. So maybe he can, maybe he is as good as Ideal for Real, but it's probably just an unknown factor, and we'll find out more in the next 12 months.
One thing we can take out of the race is he's got them on toast, I feel. Mr. Mojito is the only one that you could say maybe he hasn't, because it was an unsuitably run race. He was out the back. He's finished off in phenomenal, mind-blowing sectionals really at the end of the race. But horses like Motu Meteor obviously got his opportunity. When you're in front and a horse sits outside you and beats you like that, he had that year of experience on him and age. But
That's the thing. They're not going to clash that much because they'll go to the four-year-old races. He's now a five-year-old. There's not a lot of places to hide with Shadow Sax, is there? He's kind of got to go to those free-for-all type races where he's not going to probably meet those four-year-olds again for a
while. Let It Ride and Moonrock were both good. Moonrock was probably slightly better, beat him home, but Let It Ride's obviously the one with maybe a little bit more scope for improvement because he's so inexperienced. But it was a really good race. There wasn't a lot of heat through the early and middle stages, as we say, Nards, but we think the winner's a really nice horse. We just can't confirm at this point yet whether he's an absolute A grader, but his performance on the weekend was outstanding.
Next point is Lenny Smasher's record with a shot across the bow.
Yeah, well, we spoke about this a little bit on the Saturday morning show. He beat the record by 5 seconds. Did he really? Probably not in terms of the Yarra Valley Cup we're speaking of on Thursday afternoon. But it was still a huge, huge win, particularly when you think this horse is going out with an inter-Dominion preparation in mind. He doesn't have to go as fast as he can and potentially could have gone even quicker. But to run them along and go 55-3 over the long trip and then hold off the challenges from some really good sit sprinting types like Myfield Marshall and TCB McRae, who I think we both agree was very, very good on the day. It just tells you exactly the zone in which Lenny the Shark's performing at the moment, and that's, as I say, why we're so excited about the Inter-Dominion series, because I personally don't think, and I know everything he's achieved, I'm almost certain he's never raced better than he's racing right now.
It can change quickly, but the way, on face value, the way it looks, he's smoking up sprint win, the Victoria Cup, where they were never really going to challenge him, and then again the Yarra Valley Cup, he looks as sharp as he's ever been. He looks as fast as he's ever been. Whether he has that toughness, he hasn't necessarily had to prove that in his last couple of races, but that's just something you come to expect from him. So, in terms
the toughness
of,
stays on it. It's like a footy player. The age doesn't weary your toughness, does it? It wearies your speed, and that's the amazing thing. Yeah. His speed doesn't look like it's been dented at all.
Next point is luck makes his own and books a trip to Perth in the process.
Stroke of luck we're talking about. We had a little bit of conjecture once again on social media after the win. I suggested that he should be unbeaten on Australian soil, and I still sort of think that because...
That was just coming from a place of self-interest.
You've seen the race. At Swan Hill, he came in that C2 to C3 race at Swan Hill on Swan Hill Pacing Cup Night, and he just did a couple of things wrong. He just wanted to hang a little bit. He lost a touch of momentum on the turn, and a mild gear change was made by Kieran Manning and Grant Campbell, and since then he's been on an upward spiral. He's now won that St Arnold Cup on Sunday afternoon, and he has booked himself a trip to Perth for a very strong Metropolitan Maiden final. Now, whether he's going to develop and be up there with horses like Mr Mojito and potentially a Motu Meteor and a couple of others for Kieran, I'm not 100% sure, but I do think he's a very, very nice horse. He's got a lot of scope, and we know he beat a really good one named Maxim, or Our Maxim, in Australia about 4 or 5 runs before he came across to Australia at Alexandra Park. So, he's a very, very good horse, and the fact that Stroke of Luck was even able to beat him tells you he's a very nice horse. I know Merv Butterworth has got a big opinion of Stroke of Luck, and he's earned that trip over to Perth.
Yep, can't add a lot to that, Bon. You've pretty much summed it up perfectly.
And Asher's not the only place to find a pom down under.
Well, you would have been lucky enough to probably punch paws with a few of those people.
I did chat to the Haythorn Thwaites pre-race.
The Haythorn Thwaites.
Richard and James.
So take us through this, Baker, because we heard the calls on Saturday night. And in fact, we've already heard one of the calls at Addington today from our British visiting race caller. But you were able to meet with a few of the crew that Bill Hutchison, the great Hutchie, brought to Melton on Saturday night.
Yeah, so it's I guess it's just a travelling party. They've come over and they're driving in races. Obviously, Richard and James Haythornthwaite. Richard, I believe, went round at Bendigo on Friday night and it went 152 and change with Heavenly Shades, who Josh Aiken said post-race will never go that quick again. So clearly they can drive.
Those Bendigo times, we might have to talk about that another stage.
True. But as you say, Darren Owen, who is a really well-renowned caller in the UK, he's not just a trots caller, he also calls the gallops. He's called the Grand National, I believe, 14 times.
Fair effort.
One of three or four calls. He calls Beaches Brook, which I think is one of the main fences in the Grand National. So he's a pretty big dog over there, and we saw him, as you say, calling today at Addington and also on Friday at Melton.
And if you want to hear some of those calls, races 5 and 8 it was, you can go to harness.org.au and watch the replays. They were very entertaining.
Lucky here in Victoria. Obviously, we have, I'd say, probably the best calls of nearly any code in Australia. And you know, to have Darren Owen step in and call a couple of races, he did a terrific job.
And the final point is Dexter makes it 97 wins in a great career.
Not Dexter Dunn, but Dexter Destrayos we're speaking of, this great warrior animal who's gone back home in many respects, back down to Tassie, yeah. Started his career there.
How old is he now? 14 or something?
He'd be 14. He's as old as, he's about to get into year 9 or something like that. He'll have his VCE soon, Destrayos. It's just an amazing career, really, and it gets spoken about a lot on social media, but you feel like a major headline story has to be done when this horse wins his 100th race, because it's been a career where he hasn't just tucked around the edges. He was in an Inter-Dominion series at the Gold Coast against Auckland Reactor and Smoking Up and Blacks Are Fake and these horses. He was actually in the series. He wasn't just racing on the Parkland Circuit and Albion Park during that series. He was an absolute A-grader, and actually it wasn't that long ago that he was still racing in the absolute best races up in the Sunshine State.
Running time.
So there's a lot of people who say, well, you know, should we continue to run these horses as they get older? Is it fair on them? Well, it's a case-by-case basis, isn't it, Baker? Some of them probably have hit the end of their tether, sometimes a lot younger than 14, sometimes when those injuries kick in and sometimes the soundness issues, then you maybe shouldn't be running the horses. But when you've got a horse like Destrayos, 97 wins, 14 years of age, just an absolute superstar, and there's no signs of him slowing down. So we want him to at least get to his 100th win, and if he's still feeling good and happy and wants to work for a living, let's keep him going.
He's a phenomenal horse. I mean, he's over the sprint trip, he's begun from the outside of the second row at $14 and got the best of them. So he's just done some extraordinary things. It was his first win in Tasmania. He'd had a pretty rough trot off handicaps, and in standing start races, things hadn't worked out for him. But 439 starts he's had, so he goes around regularly, to say the least, and those 97 wins add to that 133 placings. So he's as consistent as they come. He's a genuine star, and he's won nearly $800,000 in prize money.
Unbelievable. Look, they're about to go here at Addington for race 5. Just having a look at the main ones. It's a fairly open race. Number 1, Real Talks at 410 on the tote. 890 for Debnita Rose. A Better Chance at 560. 920, Good Looking Chick. $9 for Gypsy's Choice and $5.40 for number 14, Gupta's Cullen. And just looking at the fixed odds, you've got Real Talk, $4.20, $4.80, 14, Gupta's Cullen, and then you're out to the 6 Better Chance at $5. Guys, you've got to have a tip today.
Well, really all we can give you at the moment.
I've got one, actually. In the trot race, you'll tip Great Things Happen, but I think that Mark Cooler from the pole is a good winning chance in the trot race at about $5.
Who do you like?
Mark Cooler.
Yeah, lead and win. Yeah, I like King of Swing, actually. I've still got an emotional attachment to him in the size from what he did for me on Breeders' Crown Day. We obviously want Lazarus to win, but I am going to take you on head-to-head because I'm a huge Great Things Happen fan. We're going to punch through, be right behind you in the run, don't look around. We'll be going straight past you, even though he's not that kind of horse, actually. He's an out-and-rolling horse. But it'll add something anyway, Nards, because we're still trying to work out in Australia. We've mentioned on the show previously where exactly the trotting ranks lie at the moment, so we'll learn a little bit more about what where they lie in New Zealand. Obviously, without Spedding Spur and Monbay around, there's a changing of the guard going on there as well. So hopefully our two can go well, Mark Cooler, and Great Things Happen. And I believe Great Things Happen at least will be coming back here for a visit at some point, and I'd suggest Mark Cooler probably will be too.
Outstanding. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nuts.